USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Senate is expected to confirm President Biden's nominee for Secretary of State, veteran diplomat Antony Blinken. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the full Senate will vote on Blinken at noon Eastern on Tuesday. Portland, Oregon, Democrat Mayor Ted Wheeler pepper sprayed a man outside of a restaurant Sunday night after the mayor said the man confronted him about mask rules and other issues and then got uncomfortably close, according to a police report. The unidentified man filming with his phone accused the mayor of not wearing a mask while sitting in a restaurant as required by COVID-19 rules. A tornado described as large and extremely dangerous by the National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama, left people with serious injuries. It caused significant damage throughout Jefferson County and surrounding areas Monday night, including ripping through a hotel and tearing off a church roof. Thanks for giving us a little bit of your time this morning. We are USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Like father, like daughter. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott explains.
Sarah Sanders, who served as press secretary in the Trump administration, announced Monday she's running for governor of Arkansas.
As governor, I will defend your right to be free of socialism and tyranny, your Second Amendment right to keep your family safe, and your freedom of speech and religious liberty. Our state needs a leader with the courage to do what's right, not what's politically correct or convenient.
Sanders is the daughter of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. She has reportedly been considering running for governor since before she left the White House in 2019. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Michael Huckabee served as the 44th governor of Arkansas from 1996 to 2007. President Trump on Monday established an office in Palm Beach County, Florida. Office of the former president will be the mouthpiece for the former president. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States is calling out Russian leaders for their treatment of a political opposition leader. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The White House is calling for the unconditional release of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. More than 3,000 demonstrators calling for his release were arrested by Russian authorities over the weekend. Navalny, a major critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was detained last week when he returned to Moscow. He had been in Germany for several months, receiving treatment for a suspected poisoning with a nerve agent, something Navalny blames on the Kremlin. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called on Russia to release both Navalny and the protesters. She also called for an international investigation into Navalny's poisoning.
The arrest of opposition figure Alexei Navalny and the crackdown on protests that followed are troubling indications of further restrictions on Russian civil society. So I'll just reiterate our call from here on Russian authorities to release all those detained for exercising their universal rights and for the immediate and unconditional release of Alexei Navalny. We also urge Russia to fully cooperate with the international community's investigation into the poisoning of Alexei Navalny and credibly explain the use of a chemical weapon on its soil.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
44-year-old Alexei Navalny is a member of the Russia of the Future Party. The Atlanta Braves on Tuesday will host a celebration of baseball legend Henry Aaron in a memorial service celebrating the life and enduring legacy of the late Hall of Fame and American icon. The event will be held at Truist Field in Atlanta and begin at 1 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.